Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Deadly LGBTQ club shooting. A hate attack.
One man murdered five of our community.
911 mystery in deadly Idaho stabbings.
There was other friends that had arrived at the location.
Team USA takes the World Cup field.
The U.S. has one of the youngest squads here.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. An LGBTQ club in Colorado is calling it a hate attack. Five people were killed, 25 injured Saturday night when a gunman opened fire at a gathering to mark a transgender day of remembrance. Correspondent Janet Shamlian reports from Colorado Springs.
Police say the gunman walked into Club Q late Saturday night and immediately started shooting with a long rifle.
While the suspect was inside of the club, at least two heroic people inside the club confronted and fought with the suspect and were able to stop the suspect from continuing to kill. We owe them a great debt of thanks.
The suspect was arrested, police say, within 6 minutes, but not before five were dead and 25 others hurt.
It was so scary. I heard shots, broken glass, bodies. Why?
Detectives say the suspect is 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich and that interactions with law enforcement are part of the investigation. A man with the same name and age was arrested last year, according to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, for making a bomb threat that led to the evacuation of an entire neighborhood. But the case was dropped and sealed, raising questions about the state's almost two-year-old red flag law and whether something was missed.
It's been more than a week since four students at the University of Idaho were stabbed to death in the home they shared, and police there still have no suspect. The person who drove two of the victims home has been cleared of wrongdoing. So has the person who called 911. Correspondent Christina Ruffini is in Moscow.
In a press conference, the chief of police for Moscow, Idaho, said the 911 call was made from one of the surviving roommates' phones. But the individual who placed the call was not one of the surviving roommates. They were asked if the caller was the killer, and they said no. They also would not say who made the 911 call, only that there were other people in the house. CBS also asked how it's possible for one individual to kill four people and not wake up the two remaining roommates, and the police said that's one of the things they're trying to figure out.
The Thanksgiving travel rush is in full swing. That means the biggest post-pandemic crowd so far on roads, rails, and at the airports. Los Angeles airport spokeswoman Victoria Spillebot.
We are prepared for this influx in passengers. Our partners at TSA are opening all of their security lanes to make sure that folks get through in a timely manner. But again, the best thing that passengers can do is to get here early and make sure they have plenty of time to navigate the airport.
Busiest travel day of the week is expected to be next Sunday. Youth will shine today when Team America takes the field at the World Cup in Qatar. Correspondent Roxana Sabiri has details from Doha.
The U.S. team, one of the youngest at the World Cup, is gearing up for its first match. At age 28, goalkeeper Matt Turner is considered an elder.
It's going to be very challenging, but I think, you know, for a young team, it's a good opportunity to test ourselves against some elite teams.
How would you characterize this U.S. team?
They're very inexperienced on the global stage together.
This is journalist Grant Wall's 13th World Cup.
There's a lot of variability in how they might perform.
American fans here tell us they're focused on their team, a group that defender Walker Zimmerman sees as diverse yet united.
It's a fun group. It's a competitive group. I think you can find at least one person on this team that you can relate to. It's kind of what makes America so great.
A familiar face is back at Disney. The company's reinstated Bob Iger as CEO. He was in charge for 15 years before Bob Chapek took over in 2020. Disney, which posted lower than expected earnings in the last quarter, says Iger has agreed to a 2-year contract. It's all about the dig out in Buffalo. The city's using front loaders and dump trucks to clear out over 6 feet that fell in parts of western New York. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
We are hauling snow because so much snow has fallen. There's really no place to put it now. We have roughly 70 pieces of equipment that are engaged in hauling snow.
It shut down roads, buried cars, and collapsed roofs. Governor Hochul says almost 300 people had to be rescued from roads. A 5.6 earthquake in Indonesia today has killed more than 50 people, many of them hit by collapsed buildings on the main island of Java. An Islamic boarding school and a hospital were both damaged. Several landslides are reported. Don't expect as many presents under the tree this year. You can thank rising inflation and static paychecks. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
Americans are on track to spend less on Christmas gifts and donate less to charity during what's usually the busiest time of the year to do so. It's also a time when businesses usually contribute to charities and host holiday work parties. But some companies just don't have the budgets this year. And as for gift giving, the Deloitte Consulting Group's annual holiday shopping survey of 5,000 people shows we plan to buy 9 gifts this year compared to 16 last year.
A controversial basketball star was welcomed back by cheering fans. Correspondent Monica Ricks has the story from New York.
Kyrie Irving is back with the Brooklyn Nets and has apologized to anyone he says felt threatened or hurt by his social media posts promoting anti-Semitic material.
I don't have hate in my heart for the Jewish people.
Irving on SNY.
It was a lot of hurt that needed to be healed, a lot of conversations that needed to be had. And a lot of reflection.
The NBA star missed 8 games during his suspension, but was back on the court again last night against Memphis. Nets won it 127 to 115.
It was a sweep at last night's AMAs in L.A.
The American Music Award for Artist of the Year goes to
Taylor Swift!
Swift became the most awarded artist in the show's history on ABC, winning all 6 categories she was nominated in. She gave thanks to her fans.
I found that the more music I made and the more music I put out, the happier I was. And the more that happened, the more you guys were like, yeah, I keep doing it.
She made no mention of last week's ticket fiasco that shut down sales for her upcoming tour. NASA says its Orion moonship is ready for its lunar close-up this morning, and it's just made its closest approach.
So far, so good for the Orion spacecraft on the mission NASA calls Artemis 1. Mission manager Mike Serafin.
It is exceeding performance expectations.
The Apollo moonships usually got there in about 2.5 days, but it's been just over 5 since Orion's fiery launch from the Cape. What's called a distant retrograde orbit, as close as 60 miles, as far away as 40,000 beyond on the moon to test the spacecraft's capabilities. No ship designed for humans has ever been that deep into deep space. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A couple of Hollywood stars are teaming up again to start their own movie company.
They gonna hook you up with a job or what?
Yeah, if I can sit in a room and do long division for the next 50 years.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon say they'll share profits with actors and off-camera artisans. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
on The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.